Shalom Aleichem to one and all as we prepare for Shabbos Parshas Nasai, a long parsha and a very short week after Shavuos in which to prepare. I would like to speak today specifically about Nesias Kapayim, about Duchening, and various halachas related to Duchening that come up when we hear in Chutz Laaretz Duchen on Yom Tov, Ashkenazim Dachen only in Yom Tov, despite them, of course, Duchen on every day. As a matter of fact, when Baron Leib Steinman used to come to America, and Rav Scheinberg used to come to America, they davened with the Sfaradim Davka in order to be able to have Nesias Kapayim by Shachris every single day. So let us talk a little about Nesias Kapayim. First, I'd like to tell the Kayanim a Chiddush. Where do the Kayanim stand when they dochen? Well, everybody knows they stand in the Mizrach side. Actually, the Magen Avraham says that the main place for the Kayanim to stand is in front of the Aron Kodesh, Lefnei HaHeichal, in front of the Aron Kodesh. The Aron Kodesh is a dugma to the Heichal of the Beis HaMikdash, and just like in the Beis HaMikdash, the Duchen was in front of the Heichal. They're supposed to stand in front of the Heichal. The Magen Avraham says that if you have a shul where the Aron Kodesh is on the Dorim, on the southern wall, and the Chazan, everybody is facing Mizrach, which is proper. You face Mizrach even if the Aron is in Dar. When the Kainim Duchen, they should not be on the Mizrach wall. They should be on the Dorim wall. People should turn to face them, because the Iker is not the Mizrach wall. The Iker is the standing in front of the Heichal. When the Mishnah Berurah brings this in Sifkaton Lamed Zayin, he says V'yesh Chalukin. The Pri Chadosh disagrees. Now, we, of course, typically have the Aron Kodesh on the Mizrach wall, and therefore, we don't have this Machlaikis. However, there are some Kayanim who don't stand in front of the Aron Kodesh. They go on the sides. They think that the Iker is to be on the Mizrach wall, which is incorrect. The Iker is to be Lefnei HaHeichal, and therefore, to the degree possible, sometimes it gets crowded in Shul, but to the degree possible, people should be, Kayanim should be careful or be mahadir, the hiddur mitzvah. Certainly, the ikra mitzvah is to stand in front of the heichal, which is in front of the area of the Aron Kodesh. Another nekuda. The Nesias Kapayim is unusual in that you're only yaitzeh in Lashon Kodesh. It's not like Shema. Shema, you could be yaitzeh in any language. It's not like benching. Benching, you could be yaitzeh in any language. But Duchening is only Lashon Kodesh. Now, there's a very big nafkamina in this, because there are some mispronunciations in the way we pronounce words, which are widespread. And there's a limud zchus that for mispronunciations, if we'll say it's not really the right way to pronounce things, but at least it's no worse than a different language. I mean, specifically, is there are people who are raised to say a kamatz as a patach. So in Hashem's name, instead of saying ado and then ending with noi, with a kamatz, they want a patach, nai. Now, Sfaradim, of course, have the minig to pronounce it that way. In Ashkenazi communities, though, it was never such a minig. With the advent of modern Hebrew, which adopted the Sephardic pronunciation, there are some Ashkenazim who pronounce it that way too. Now, in Shulchan Aruch it says, in Siman Kuf Chav Ches, Sif Lamed Gimel, Mishene Yedea Lachtei Chais Yais Lo Yisakapov. If you don't know how to pronounce things, don't duchen. The Magen Avraham says, Ela Im Kain Kol Bnei Irai Kairin Kain. Unless all the people of his community say it that way. So Sfaradim, who say a patach in Hashem's name, is only mitzvos. The Stipler once took out an ad, personally, in the Sfaradic newspaper in Eretz Yisrael, with a bakasha, with a request, that even though Sfaradim pronounce a kamatz as a patach, at least when they say Hashem's name, they should say noi instead of nai, because it's not correct. The patach and a kamatz are two different vowels. And even though it became their custom to say it the same, similar to the fact that Ashkenazim say Ayin and Aleph the same. But at least in God's name, they should say it correctly. L'maisa, though, Sfaradim do it their way. They're called B'nai Yirei. They're a community that does it that way. Among Ashkenazim, though, there's little excuse for saying it that way, especially during Duchening, where you're not Yotze. Now, in Eretz Yisrael, it could be there's a whole community of Ashkenazim that does it that way. But in Eretz Yisrael, Kainim should be careful. So these are two things, where you stand and how you pronounce, especially HaKadosh Baruch Hu's name, that you have to be careful. Let's stop talking about the Kayanim and talking instead about us, Levim and Yisrael. During Duchening, we have something called Hatovas Chaloyim. It's based on a Gemara. The Gemara in Brachos and Hayamid Beis talks about Hayman Dechazi Chelma V'Loyada Bachaza. Someone had a dream, and it bothers him. It's a troubling dream. So such a person is Meitiv Chaloyim. He davens that the Chaloyim be good at Duchening. For some mysterious reason, the Rambam does not bring this Gemara. Some of the Mefarshei HaRambam wonder, the Yad HaMelech, and the Nefilchus Tefillah, among others, and the Tosfos Bracha, in this week's Parsha, Parshas Nasai, on page 42, they wonder why the Rambam leaves out the idea of being Meitiv Chaloyim during Duchening. A Shailah. We Ashkenazim are accustomed to the fact that the Kayanim sing by V'yishmerecha, V'yichuneka, and Shalom, and we get to stick in a tefillah for Hatovas Chalayim. However, in Eretz Yisrael, they don't sing. They just say V'yishmerecha, V'yichuneka, Shalom. Now, the reason they don't sing is because in Eretz Yisrael, if someone had a bad dream, he's Meitiv Chalayim. There's no reason to do it on Yom Tov more than any other day. In Chutz La'aretz, Mishnah Berurah explains, where we don't duchen for months, when a Yom Tov comes, we assume there was some dream over that period of time, and we say Hatovas Chaloyim. That's the reason that we have the custom to sing on Yom Tov, to give people the opportunity to be Meitiv Chaloyim. Occasionally, a person comes to me in shul and says, or someone calls me, he says, I had a bad dream last night, what do I do? I tell the person, go across the street to the Sfaradim and go to Duchening. And the Duchening is the best Hatovas Chaloyim. It's mentioned in the Gemara. Then they come back and they say, uh-oh, the Sfaradim didn't sing. When am I supposed to say that whole long chapter, the whole long perek of Hatovas Chaloyim? Or you can ask, what do you do in Eretz Yisrael? When do you do it? In the Archos Rabbeinu, the Stipler, the third volume, page Reshit Gimel, it said that the Stipler said in the name of the Chazon Ish that if someone had a bad dream, he should say a quick Hatovas Chaloyim, as the Kayin says, V'yishmerecha, V'chuneka, and Shalom. You say, Yiratzayin Shiyu Chaloyim Oisai Olai L'Toiva. You should say it quickly then. And I saw in the Sefer Piskei Tshuvas, he brings this as an Eitzah. So this is a way to do it. Interestingly, I saw in the name of Shlomo Zalman Orbach, not to say Hatovas Chaloyim, not to say it at all. And it sounds like even a Chutz La'aretz, he's not happy about it. I don't know why it is that way. In the Tshuvas Melamed Lahayo, Simin Kuf Yud Gimel, it says, Hiskinu b'pariz shaloi loimar harabayni shaloi. That there were customs where they didn't say this Rabbeinu Shalom for Hatovas Chaloyim. I don't know why. Maybe because the Rambam leaves it out. Be that as it may, our custom is to say. And therefore, if you have a bad dream, and the Kayanim are duchening and not singing, you say a quick Hatovas Chaloyim, as the Stipler suggests, by V'yishmerecha, V'yichuneka, and Shalom. So this is some advice for Yisraelim. Now you're going to say to me, hold on a minute, what are you talking about? You're saying that we should say Hatovas Chaloyim three times? once by the Yishmerecha, once by the Chunecha, and once by Shalom. My Siddur only has it twice. Only has it by the Yishmerecha and the Chunecha. Only twice. What are you talking about three times? And to that, I say to you, what are you talking about? Why are you looking at the Siddur? Why don't you look at the Mishnah Berurah and the Aruch HaShulchan and the Kaf HaChaim and all the Paiskim? They bring two customs. One custom is to say it only once, and one custom to say it three times. There's no custom to say it twice. Either Siddurim, it's a kasha. I don't know why the Siddurim have it only twice. It's not like it says in Mishnah Berurah. Pella, really a Pella. Be that as it may, the proper thing is to say it three times. You don't have to say a whole long nusach. And so, this is advice for the Yisraelim. People have asked me about the lashon of the nusach that it says in the Anas Siddurim at the very special tefillah which is said at Shalom. And there, we ask HaKadosh Baruch Hu, a Yehi Ratzayin, I don't know who authored the Yehi Ratzayin, but at any rate, it's in all the Siddurim. I'm sure it's written by an Adam Gadol. And there it says that we ask HaKadosh Baruch Hu for a request that he should put us L'chein L'chesel Rachmin Be'inecha Ve'inekol Rayav. And we say, like Yosef was L'chein L'chesel Rach Mishal Shal Bishay Oviv K'senes HaPasim, that when Yaakov dressed Yosef in Ksinus, he was L'chein L'chesed. Do the same thing to us. Rabbi Nishalaylam, what kind of nusach is this? When Yosef put it on, he got all kind of trouble. He got his brothers beat him up. They threw him into a bar. He got sold to Mitzrayim. Make us have chein chesed rach meinecha veino koreinu. K'moi Yosef with the Ksinus HaPasim. Wonder what you're talking about. Yosef got into trouble with this Ksinus. And the answer is just the opposite. Why do you think the brothers were jealous of Yosef when he had a Ksinus? You think because he had cool clothing and it bothered the brothers that he had Geshmaka clothing? Rachas v'shalom, I'm talking about the Shiftei Kah. We're talking about the Shiftei Kah. They'd be jealous of an item of clothing. Any person with a little bit of self-respect is not going to be jealous of clothing. The answer is it wasn't the clothing. This clothing, bishal shel bishay aviv k'sinus pasim, when his father dressed him in the k'sinus pasim, which is one nusach in some of the siddurim on that yehi ratzon, when he had the k'sinus pasim, it gave him a special chein, a special favor in the eyes of people. People saw in him something something to respect, to be coveted. It was a special chein. When he had that special chein, it was meaningful. It was a frumkeit thing. It was an erlich thing. It was a very meaningful thing. And therefore, the Ksinus Pasim ended up being something worthy of the jealousy of the Shvatim. If it was something that built up their ability to be mashpia, to influence others, I'm sure that Yosef used it to influence others and to do erlich of things, then it's something worth being jealous of. A havana and understanding. Bishah shel bishay aviv Ksinus Pasim. That's worthy of being jealous of. He could be mashpia on others. He can influence others. That's where it came from. And so, a little bit of thought regarding Nesias Kapayim. Of course, Nesias Kapayim is something that, according to a summary, some Paiskim is even Deraisa Bizman Hazeh. Others also Rabbanim Bizman Hazeh. But either way, it's a source of great bracha. Ay, we should be Zaycha. First, to be in Eretz Yisrael and have Duchening every day. and secondly, to have bias gayel tzedek and to see the true dochening lefnei ha'echol in the Beis Hamikdash b'meherav yameinu. Was tefillis for shalom in Eretz Yisrael and shmirah of achenu b'nei Yisrael in Eretz Yisrael, chevron especially, and b'chol mokim. I wish everybody an absolutely wonderful Shabbos.